Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Sorry for the really bad lighting. So this is about the Easter truce in the Russo-Ukrainian War. Now, Russia's proclaimed a few truces in this 4-year war, but they've broken all of them. They've hardly even slowed down the tempo of attacks. But for once, they appear to be doing so. It begs the question, why? I suspect because they reckon this redounds their advantage because they are actually that exhausted because it's gone so badly for them. They honestly need a break because the Ukrainians are inflicting significantly more casualties than the Russians can replace. So Ukrainian drone technology has improved. They've also got more of these unmanned ground vehicles. They don't need quite so many soldiers in the front. Russian technology has not kept pace. Russia is recruiting fewer people than before. It's got less money than before. It can't pay the big bonuses. People know that going to the front is little more than a death sentence. If you don't get killed, it's very likely you get wounded. Only about 20% of them come back from that front, neither killed nor wounded. Now, the wound might be slight, but the wound sometimes in this case is life-changing, like being a double amputee or something like that, or quadriplegic. So from 4 p.m. today, that was 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, the truce took effect to last 32 hours. So Zelensky has called for truces many times, but that's never actually happened. They've exchanged quite a few prisoners and indeed the corpses of the slain. So that is good news. And obviously they could use a break, how exhausted they are. Good time to do troop rotations, because when troop comes out of the trenches to go back several kilometers, obviously those replacing have to come forward. That's a dangerous moment because they're outside protection. The vehicles could be seen, could be targeted by drones, and there are not that many armored vehicles and so on. So they can use it for that, for bringing up rations, ammunition, anything like that. So they were welcoming a moment's respite from the fighting. So air raid sirens to have a night off and that and things like that. Will they be dancing in the street? Now, of course, it could be part of some huge ruse de guerre. Putin is utterly treacherous, and you think when they've lowered their guard, that's when we'll go in. I wouldn't put that past him. Absolutely not. So that is a good news. Russia said there was an energy truce at the beginning of this year that they wouldn't attack Ukrainian power plants if the Ukrainians didn't target their energy infrastructure. And that lasted for a while because obviously Ukraine is hitting Russia's oil refineries and so on, which is important for their economy. And their economy is really suffering. Like, there's going to be a really big budget deficit in Russia this year, over $60 billion. It's about $35 billion this time last year. And exporting less oil and gas, and the world price is sky high, that is helping. But they're having to spend so much, their economic growth is down to zero. And there was fairly healthy economic growth for the first couple of years of the war. The sanctions finally biting. The combination of that is the economy being slowly crushed, to they're having fewer and fewer recruits and higher casualties. Could that force out of the Russia out of the war? And it could, but it's going to take time. I would think like at least a year, and so on. So we'll see whether they observe it. Anyway, Putin, I mean, he pretends to believe in Christianity. He's the most sort of unchristian person, even though causing starting this war for Orthodox Christianity, murdering tens of thousands of Ukrainian civilians, most of them Orthodox Christians. Wow, he's absolutely vile, one of the most evil rulers on earth. But obviously, nobody would trust Putin. You have to be staggeringly stupid to trust him. But Ukrainians saying, could we have even localized truces, temporary truces? Could we expand them, expand them, expand them? They needed a breather. Maybe they don't need it so far. So, okay, I'm definitely welcome this truce. 32 hours of nobody being killed, that would be good news. And chance to repair the electric grid or whatever it is. Fortunately, they're sort of out of winter now, really. So that's less effective. I guess the Russians won't target the energy infrastructure so much. It hasn't collapsed Ukraine in all these. In all these winters. So, more and more of them have got these ultra warm sleeping bags, tents to put up inside, ultra warm clothing, gas stoves, generators, and things like that, diversifying their energy, splitting the grid, more connection to the European grid. But it was still a major headache last winter. But if this carries on years and years, it's going to be less and less effective. It will always hurt them somewhat. But yeah, stop the war now. Russia withdraw immediately, and the war's over, and then nobody gets killed. So is Russia is totally responsible for the war. Ukraine is not remotely responsible for the war anyway. Slava Ukraini, Eroim Slava.